Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it.
Why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Hi, atop Chicago Skyline Studio. It is the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. Heard here and on great stations all around the country. And the NFL offseason is in full swing. And one of those items that has been on everybody's mind, well, a lot of people's mind, not so much maybe as a couple years ago when he was the marquee free agent out there in the world, going to change the futures for any franchise that was able to land him. This is kind of like musical chairs, right, Jim Bob, with Aaron Rodgers. It was like, who wants to avoid him? Who may feel like he may be the lesser of all evils? You know, he is going to make you potentially better, but there's a lot that goes along other than maybe a waning talent on the football field that comes with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's the deal, Dane. It's a short-term payoff, in my opinion, and it's a short-term quarterback solution, but it does give them, I think, an enhanced position to improve, you know, the offensive performance of the Steelers. So I think offensive coordinator Arthur Smith is planning on reshaping the offense around Aaron and DK Metcalf and others, and I think they're going to shift towards a pass-first type dynamic attack at the Steelers. Now, do I think it's going to work? I'm one of the people on the sidelines going, hell no, it's not going to work.
Well, any team that gets him is going to want to adjust a little bit in order to accommodate and maximize what it is that Aaron Rodgers brings to the table. I think one of the things that he's lost, other than maybe a step or two or 10 or velocity or all that, is I think he's lost the ability to dictate his perfect situation. I think the Jets came into it at the exact wrong time, right? Where he was able to bring in his players. He was able to kick out coaches. He was able to really just make everyone crazy in the hopes that he'd be good.
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, here's the deal. The Steelers last year, they had a promising year going, and then they had a 5-game losing streak to end the regular season. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, through 14 weeks, they were 10-3, and then they went on that just crazy, wild losing streak. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers marks the fifth starting quarterback in week one in the last 5 years for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think Rodgers' acquisition with the Steelers, you know, this reclamation project that they got going on. I mean, they tried it with 36-year-old Russell Wilson and now Rodgers at 41. I mean, what are they going to do? Bring Tom Brady back at 50? I mean, and Terry Bradshaw certainly had some choice things to say about that. I mean, between Terry and the fan backlash, I mean, basically Bradshaw called it a joke.
Well, the history of bringing back a quarterback that seems to be is obviously past his prime and then have them sort of catch lightning in a bottle has happened a bunch of times in the NFL. I think if you can get the quarterback, if he's in the right mindset, you know, maybe with a chip on his shoulder, something to prove, still some gas left in the tank, maybe I think you can do it. Your thoughts, Jim Bob, on just the rest of the team, the compliments, right? He can only do so much. Do they have the team around him to make it happen?
I think, you know, the DK Metcalf deal is, I mean, he's great. I love him. I mean, you know, Rodgers struggled recently on his quarterback ratings. I mean, they've obviously dropped with the poor performance he had with the Jets. But, you know, his peak talent still outpaces most available quarterbacks. Let's just be real. I mean, as sad as it is, at 41, Rodgers still, with his ability, is better than most. So, you know, it's a higher risk-reward deal. I mean, even Rodgers at 85% is still better than, you know, 80% of what's out there.
And for the fans, man, maybe some of those critics and pundits that come out and say, oh, this is a terrible idea. You really just have to look on paper and say just what you said, Jim Bob, is that the current modern day version of Aaron Rodgers is still better than definitely what the Steelers had and better than a lot of the other quarterbacks. It definitely, it makes them, you know, a better team.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the positive things about, you know, can Rodgers still bring magic? And the answer is yes, if his health is maintained and the context aligns with him in regards to, you know, he throws the ball deep and he's good at that. He's good at play action. His decision making on the field is great because, you know, he's always a low interception ratio. So I think that fits well into what Mike Tomlin wants to do. You know, in the NFL, the real key is don't turn the ball over. The negatives, he's 41. Mobility at 41 is not the same as it is at 31. And dang sure not the same as it is at 24, 25. But then you don't have the decision-making process. So he's going to need the right healthy protection to keep this thing moving. You know, so the Pittsburgh Steelers, the composition of the team, I mean, it's a strong defense. I mean, it's a great defense. It's a solid offensive line. And with Metcalf, I think it's a pretty good supporting cast.
You think of the decision-making that happened to go with it, you know, just like Shedeur Sanders' situation where teams were reluctant to make the decision to keep him. It was the same with Aaron Rodgers. You didn't know where he was going to end up, but they bring him in. And a part of that reluctancy isn't necessarily that he's got some decent ability. There's some upside, some potential, some possibilities. It's all of the other things that he brings that are distractions that seem very un-Steeler-like, right? That's one of the things.
It's a cultural clash for sure. I think you're right on that. The cultural clash is, I mean, Rodgers is a star versus the Steelers have always had that blue collar, you know, ethos. I mean, so I think that that's what we're up against is that there's going to be, and how Pittsburgh and the rest of them, how everybody reacts to that, we'll see.
Your thoughts too on this, and you know, and I think it can be a give take world. Certainly, there's a lot of information for the media to lock into, and a lot of sort of satellite topics related to Aaron Rodgers. There always has been, but in a town with a relatively small, it's not Green Bay size media, but a smaller media that's generally fully supportive behind the Steelers. Does that help? So even if there are some distractions, they're not going to get amplified like they would in New York.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the media will try to amplify it as best as it will, but it's different than being in New York. There's no doubt about it. So it'll be tamped down a little bit, but there'll be plenty to talk about. I mean, I can tell you the Jets former general manager is going to be out there criticizing it and talking about how this is going to be irrelevant by week three and so forth. So we'll see. I go, you know, it's the Pittsburgh experiment. You know, it's like the Manhattan Project. You know, what's going
it's
on
gonna
here?
It's
going
to blow up. Is it going to blow up the enemy
exactly.
or you?
Well, something's going to blow up. So
the parallels. Last thing on this is that has been made, of course, inextricable is his history, his Hall of Fame career with the Green Bay Packers. Brett Favre, another Hall of Famer in that mix, went to the Jets and then afterwards came back to fully haunt the Packers as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Boy, that was painful. We saw that retribution and revenge come back in a big way for fans that can remember. And this, there's going to be a little mini opportunity for that as the Packers will play the Steelers. Just your thought on that. Is it going to be, hey, hatchets are fully buried, he's still supportive of his time with the Packers? Or do you think there's going to be, I don't know, desire to get out there and prove something?
There are no hatchets buried. I don't even know where that term came from. I mean, let's go bury the hatchet. I mean,
I've got like hide the murder weapon.
I've got it in my back pocket ready. I mean, there's no burying the hatchet here. So that Steelers Green Bay game is going to be great. We should go to that one.
We definitely will. We will go to it. Of course, fans are going to get all their information leading up right here on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. We'll be back right after that. Keep it here. Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.